Blog Talk Radio.
The recording has started.
Praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you tonight. God bless you tonight. Amen. This is truly the day that the Lord has made, and we do rejoice. We're so glad in it. Amen. We're grateful to the Lord for his goodness towards us. Amen. We pray that you had a beautiful day today. Amen. That you took time out to commune with the Lord, amen, just to get in his presence, glory to God, amen, that you, amen, were able, glory be to God, to just relax, amen, glory to God, let your mind go, let your feelings go, amen, and just be in the isness of God, amen, the isness of God, amen, in his very essence, in his very presence, glory to God. We bless the Lord today. We give God thanks. We give God praise. People of God, as you are coming in, we want to actually go ahead and invite someone else to come. Amen. Invite someone else to come and be with you on today. Amen. Just invite them to come, 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 come. Amen. Truly, the Lord is doing great things here at the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. And we're so grateful. We're just grateful to be a part of what the Lord is doing. Amen. It is, as we always say, it is so marvelous in our eyes. Amen. We want to let you know, people of God, that this is a recorded line and that you can get a copy afterwards. Amen. We'll certainly get a copy to you. Amen. So if you would, just stick around at the end of the broadcast. We'll give you the two numbers whereby you can text and we'll give it to you. We would like to welcome, it's absolutely free, amen. It doesn't cost you anything. Just text us and let us know that you would like to get a copy sent to your phone, amen. And listen, when you get it, people of God, just send it to someone else. Send it to a couple of people, amen, so that they too can be blessed by the word of God, amen. We are grateful. We're grateful to the Lord. Amen, for this time, and we want to welcome all of our listeners. We want to welcome you, those that are far, those that are near. Amen. We just want to welcome you on tonight, and we say, Amen. Welcome to the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. We don't know if this is your first time or not. Amen, Jesus. But if it is, let us tell you, you're in a good place. You're in a godly place. Amen. Glory be to God. We pray that you came, amen, with good intentions to hear what the Lord has to say to you. Amen. What the Lord, amen, Jesus has for you in this hour. Amen. Glory be to God. In this hour, amen. Don't try to overthink and get to the next hour. Amen, Jesus. Don't try to rethink, amen, glory to God, to see what you may have missed. Amen. But we want you to be in the very present, the present. We want you to be in the present, in the presence of God. Amen. Glory to God. So we would, people of God, that you, amen, Jesus, again, invite someone to come and be with you. Welcome again to all of our international listeners. For those of you that have been with us, amen, you know that we're broadcasting in 59 countries now. We're in 59 countries, amen, and growing. And we're grateful to the Lord for that, for people of God truly, the Lord's doing. We're just grateful to be a part of what he's doing. Amen. Expanding the borders, expanding globally that this word is getting out. Amen. We thank God for all of our international listeners that are downloading the broadcast. Amen. We pray that you are blessed indeed. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you for continuing to be with us, to continue to listen. We just bless the Lord for you. We give God thanks. We give God praise for you. Amen. Those that are listening via the web, we thank God for you. Those that are listening via Facebook, our PNN page, as well as our REARC prayer group 52. Amen. Those that are listening on that page as well, we thank God for you. Amen. And those that are listening, amen, that may not be live, but certainly, amen, we're crossing your airways. And when we do, you click and listen. So we just give God thanks. We just give God praise. Amen for you. Amen for clicking to listen. Glory be to God for clicking to listen. Amen. Here on the Prayer News Network. Amen. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord for you. Amen. We bless the Lord for you. Amen. Truly, the Lord is great. Praise. Amen. Glory be to God. We just want to thank God tonight for, again, each and every one. We thank God. Listen, people of God, we just want to give God thanks and praise for our leaders. Amen. Our leaders, amen, that have fed us, that have gotten us to this point. Amen. That have fed us. Glory to God that the gifts and the fruit, amen, would be manifest in our lives, that we could step out, that we could move forward in the things of God. And we just bless the Lord for that. Amen. For how the Lord has built us up. He's continuing to build us up. And we just give God thanks. And we give God praise for them on tonight. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you to all of the leaders that are praying for the Prayer News Network Global. Those, amen, that are, amen, that are continuing to encourage us to keep on, as they say, keep on keeping on. We thank you, thank you, thank you for your encouragement. Amen. In whatever way you are, amen, encouraging all of the participants, all of the people of God that has their hands in this work, we just thank you for encouragement. Amen. Because truly the Lord is doing a work in the midst of all of us. Amen. So we just want to give God thanks again. I want to thank God for my leaders. Amen. Glory to God, first of all, to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I thank the Lord. Amen. I thank him, glory to God, for saving me, sanctifying me. Glory to God, filling me with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. Glory to God, not just didn't stop there. Amen. But glory to God went on. Amen. Hallelujah. And the fire, amen, baptized me in the fire of his precious Holy Ghost, people of God. And it's that fire that keeps me running. It's the fire, amen, that keeps me wanting to please him in every way possible. Amen. Glory be to God. He paid a great price, amen, for my liberty. And I tell you, people of God, I just don't feel like there's anything that he would require of me that I will not do. Amen. Glory to God, I do it with all my might. Amen. For I have heaven in my view. Amen. I can't repay him. We can't repay him. Glory be to God for what he did. Amen. Glory to God. But we can walk in obedience. Amen. Glory to God. We can walk in obedience to his will, his desire. Amen. For our lives. Amen. So here we are walking. Amen. Glory to God. Just want to thank the Lord tonight. Amen. Our celestial intercessor, amen, the late apostle, Dr. S.C. James, glory to God. And we fail not to recognize the man of God for the great work that he has, amen, and the great blueprint, the great pattern that he has laid, amen, left a legacy he has left behind, amen. We'll just give God thanks and praise, amen, that we can never forget. Amen. We're not, as we always say, out and stretching tents all over the land. Amen. Or traveling via pilgrimages. Amen. To places of the Bible. Amen, Jesus. But people of God, we're just trying to reach within what God has given us. And here we are advancing the vision. Glory be to God. Amen. Stretching borders. Glory to God. Trying to get the word out. Amen. Glory to God. That's someone might be saved, because as we know, amen, according to the word of God, it's not God's will that any should perish, but that all would come to repentance, amen. And we pray, glory to God, that wherever you're listening from, amen, let the word speak to your heart, amen. Let him in. Let him in. Glory be to God. Let him into your life, into your heart, people of God. Let him in. Glory be to God. And let him, glory to God, do a work in you. Amen. Glory to God. So we give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. Want to thank him for our senior apostle. Amen. Jesus, glory be to God. Senior apostle, prophet. Amen. Jesus, Samuel Huggins, James. Thanking the Lord for him. Glory to God. Thanking the Lord for our presiding bishop, Bishop K. Tina. Amen. Thanking him for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor, Sr. Amen. Thanking him tonight. Amen, for our founding mother, amen, Jesus, Mother Carrie James, and for the first family, amen, Jesus, giving God thanks and praise, amen, thanking him for the women of God that stand by the side of these men of God, amen, Jesus, glory to God, we bless the Lord for them, amen, each in several places, amen, but listen, people of God, one body, amen, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, amen, Jesus, one goal, hey, glory be to God, that the will of God might be done, amen, thanking him tonight, glory to God, for our PNN advisors, each and every one of them, glory to God, from different ministries, glory to God, but the Lord has handpicked them to come and be a part, amen, Jesus, of this outreach ministry, and we're so grateful to the Lord for that, amen. Glory to God. Grateful for they help keep this ministry going. Amen. I'm telling you, all hands on deck. And we're so grateful to the Lord for that. Amen. Jesus, for everything and anything that they contribute to keep the work moving. Amen. To keep the work moving forward. And we just bless the Lord. Amen. Many, many times over, thanking God for, amen, Jesus, our prayer warriors on tonight, glory to God. Just giving him thanks, amen, for you, you, and you, people of God. You. Amen. Just thanking him, glory to God. Amen, Jesus, for he makes our heart merry, amen, because truly the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord is our strength, amen. So we just give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. Thank you for coming out on this Wednesday. Amen. We realize that this is, amen, the midweek service for several churches. Amen. For their Bible studies. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. We pray that you found yourself in attendance. Amen. And even at the Bible study. Amen. Glory be to God. Because people of God, we're trying to get all we can and can all we get. We're going to need it. We're going to need it. Amen. Glory be to God. Line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little, amen, to make the whole, glory be to God, amen, glory to God, amen, feeding us, feeding into our spirit, glory to God, that we may grow thereby, amen, glory be to God, till we all come to the full measure of the Godhead bodily, amen, until Christ be formed in us, amen, glory to God. So we bless the Lord, amen, we thank the Lord for, again, each and every one of you. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. As you're coming in, we want to ask you to go ahead and text someone, text a couple of people, and let them know that we're here. Let them know that we're alive, amen, and let them know, amen, we want them to come on in and join us on tonight, amen. Glory to God, tonight and every night, amen. Glory to God, every night at 9 o'clock, amen. Glory be to God. So, people of God, we pray that you pull your hearts and your minds in on tonight. Glory to God. Pull your hearts, your mind in. Get your pencil. Amen. Get your paper tonight. Amen. Get your pad. Get your notepad. Amen, Jesus. Whatever you need, glory to God, go ahead and get it. Amen. And make yourself comfortable tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. As we prepare to go, amen, into the presence of the Lord, as we prepare to hear what the Lord has for us. Amen, Jesus, make yourselves ready. Amen. So tonight, people of God, amen, Jesus, we have one of our prayer warriors, amen, that's going to come and bless us. Glory be to God. Amen. She's no stranger to the line. Amen. But she's going to come. She's going to bless us tonight. Amen. Just thanking the Lord for her. She helps us with the controls. Amen, Jesus, the background work. Amen. Making sure everything is connected, et cetera, et cetera. Amen, Jesus. Truly, truly, truly appreciate those extra hands. Amen. Glory be to God. So tonight, people of God, get your hearts and minds ready. We're going to ask on tonight, Sister Missionary Dorothy Fan. She's going to come and bless our line for us. Amen. And then after that, people of God, we're going to have, amen, Jesus, Sister Mary Holland, amen, she's going to come, glory to God, and give us our scripture reading on tonight, amen, glory to God. God bless you, missionary fans.
The Lord, praise the Lord, the song says, because he lives, I can face tomorrow, because he lives, all fears are gone, and because I know Christ holds my future, and my life is worth the living just because he lives. Because Jesus lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fears are gone, and because I know that Christ, he holds my future, and my life is worth the living just because he lives, and because Jesus lives, I can face tomorrow, because he lives, all fears are gone, and because I know that Christ he holds my future, and my life is worth the living just because Jesus lives. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because Jesus lives, hallelujah, we can face tomorrow. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you right now, Lord God, giving your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. Thanking you right now, Lord God, for your goodness. Thanking you for your mercy. Thanking you for your loving kindness, Lord God, towards us, Lord God, this night. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to look down upon us tonight, Lord God, and have mercy. We ask you to look upon us tonight, Lord God, and forgive every sin, Lord God. Forgive all iniquities, Lord God, transgressions, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to look down upon us, Lord God, and have mercy this night, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, repenting, Lord God, for everything, Lord God, that we may have said and done, knowing and unknowing, Lord God. We come repenting tonight, Lord God, asking for your forgiveness, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you right now, Lord God, to let the words, Lord God, of our mouth, Lord God, and the meditation, Lord God, of our heart, Lord God, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to let it be acceptable unto you tonight, Lord God. We come before you tonight, Lord God, thanking you right now for your goodness, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for your love. We come before you tonight, Lord God, asking you to look down upon the line tonight, Lord God. We ask you right now, Lord God, to bless each and every one, Lord God, that come, Lord God, tonight, expecting, Lord God, to hear from you. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to move by your spirit and by your power, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We're asking you, Lord God, to touch, Lord God, our hearts and our minds, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Let us, Lord God, be hearers of your word on tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come, Lord God, thanking you, Lord God, for all things, Lord God, realizing, knowing, Lord God, that we need you, and without you, Lord God, we just can't make you, Lord God. And it is because you live, Lord God, that we are able to face tomorrow, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come tonight, Lord God, asking you to move by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, you see the need, Lord God, that's on this line tonight, Lord God, in every country, Lord God, in every state, every city, Lord God, you see the need. And we ask you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to meet the need, Lord God. We ask you tonight, Lord God, to heal, Lord God, deliver, set free tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord God, to save, Lord God, the lost, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we're asking you right now to move mightily, Lord God, tonight. We ask you to look on the woman of God, Lord God, that's going to bring forth your word tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to bless her. We're asking you to be with her, Lord God. And Lord God, we ask you right now, Lord God, to let your word come forth with power, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, that it may break yokes, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, it may encourage some soul, Lord God. Let me encourage our hearts tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you to look on Minister Bradley. We ask you right now, Lord God, just to bless him, Lord God. We ask you to meet every need, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just want to magnify you. We want to glorify you. We want to lift you up tonight, Lord God, because truly, Lord God, you are worthy. You are worthy, Lord God, to be praised, Lord God. You are worthy, Lord God, to be glorified, Lord God. You are worthy, Lord God, of the highest praise, Lord God. And we say hallelujah to your name tonight, Lord. We say hallelujah to you tonight, Lord God. We thank you right now. We glorify you. We lift you up tonight, Lord God. Look on the bereaved families, Lord God, everywhere, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, be the lift of their head tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, mend the broken heart, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, move, Lord God, by your spirit. Look on the sick, Lord God, and shut in. Right now, Lord God, bring healing to the bodies. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, and we'll be so careful to give your name the praise. We'll be so careful to give your name the glory, the honor, Lord God, what you are due of, Lord God. And we thank you tonight. We thank you, Lord God. We glorify you, Lord. We lift you up, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord. Glory to your holy name. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, Jesus. Amen, Lord. Amen, Jesus.
You and honor to our Heavenly Father, to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to Minister Bradley, to the PNN advisors, to the PNN prayer wards, and to all of our listeners near and far. Scripture reading will be taken from Jeremiah, the 17th chapter, the 5th through the 12th verse. Thus said the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. But he shall be like the heat in the desert, and shall not see when good coming, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land, and not inhabited. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the water, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. The heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways, and according to the fruit of his doing. As the partridge sitteth on edge and hasheth them not, so he that getteth riches, and not by right, shall lead them in the midst of his days, and at his end shall be a food. A glorious high throne from the beginning is the place of our sanctuary. I read Jeremiah, the 17th chapter, the 5th through the 12th verse. May God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his holy word.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, Sister Mary. God bless you tonight, missionary fan. Amen, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Glory be to God. Amen. We're so grateful. Amen. To the Lord tonight. Amen. We are very, very grateful. Amen, Jesus. I tell you, the Lord is truly doing us well. He has done us well. He's doing us well. Amen. And we just bless the Lord for that tonight. Amen. And yes, life is worth the living because he lives. Amen. Life is worth the living because he lives. Amen. So we just give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. To this point. Amen. And tonight, people of God, we are so grateful. Amen, Jesus, as we have forestated. We are grateful to the Lord for, amen, Jesus, the workers that the Lord has brought to this work, those that are, amen, helping us to continue to advance, to continue to keep this work moving. Amen, Jesus. We initially thought it would be 21 days. Amen, Jesus. But here we are, amen, going on 3 years, amen, and continuing to move strong in God. Amen. And we thank the Lord, amen, for those, the many, amen, Jesus, the many visitors that come, the many visitors that, amen, the recurring visitors, amen, those that have found their places, amen, those that are, amen, come, amen, one or two times, and then they say, well, I'm not doing anything. I think I'll jump on the PNN, amen, Jesus, and they jump online again, and then they say, well, okay, that was good, amen, Jesus, and they find themselves, amen, glory to God, perhaps riding down the road. I forgot the PNN is on. So they jump on the PNN, glory to God, just to listen in, amen, to be with us, amen. And we thank God again, all of the workers, amen, that have come, amen, into this vineyard to help us to move and advance, as we say, the vision. We thank the Lord tonight, amen, Jesus. Amen. And tonight, glory to God, amen, we have one of our PNN prayer warriors that will be going forth. Amen, Jesus, as we've already forestated, amen, Jesus, she's no stranger. Amen. You've heard her pray. Amen, Jesus. You've heard, amen, them, amen, heard her give exaltation. Glory be to God. And tonight, people of God, amen, Jesus, we're going to, amen, bring her to the platform, amen, so that she can bless the people of God. Amen. Glory be to God. We just do believe that there's a word from the Lord. Amen. And we thank God, amen, for this woman of God. Amen, Jesus. We do go back a long, long ways. Amen, Jesus. A long, 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 long ways. Amen. Of my early, early days. Amen. In Florida. Amen, Jesus. And now having come for full circle. Amen. Back in Florida. Amen, Jesus. And we thank God for the divine connection. Amen. We give God thanks. We give God praise for this woman of God. Amen. Glory to God. She's multi-talented. Amen. She has her hands to a lot of things. Glory be to God. Amen. She has, glory be to God. Amen. The hands of her grandmother, her mother, and her lives. Amen. As we've heard in her testimony. Amen, Jesus. And tonight, people of God, we want you to make your hearts ready. Amen. Again, get your pen and your paper. Glory to God. We're going to bring, amen, our PNN advisor, one of our, not, Jesus mercy, our PNN prayer warrior. Glory be to God. We're going to bring her forth on tonight, amen, that she can bless us, amen, in the way that the Lord has given her. People of God, we want you to open your hearts, open your minds now, and receive none other than Evangelist Gail Bell. God bless you. God bless you.
Muted. Unmuted.
Lord,
praise him.
Bradley, I thank you for the introduction. And tonight, before I get started, I just want to pray. Father God, we just thank you, oh God, for tonight, oh God. We thank you for the words that you have given me. I honor you tonight, oh God, for all that you've done for me, all that you've given to me, all that I know that you're going to give to me. But God, I ask, oh God, that you anoint this word that you have given me to come forth with power just and understanding, just as you have given it to me to give to your people. Not just locally, but God, throughout the world. Lord, let it change lives. Let it change directions. Let it correct some things. Let it bring some attention to some things. Let it bring some light in some things, in some situations, in some circumstances, and to change the things. Hallelujah, God. Not just for tonight, God. Not just by word service, not just by lip service, oh God, but just, Lord, for a lifetime. Hallelujah, that they're given to you in the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Those that have their Bibles, the first verse that I'll be reading tonight will be coming from John 3 and 3. St. John 3 and 3. And it reads, Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. If I were to give you tonight, the title of the text would be, what is it about this Christian thing, the journey, your journey, my journey? First of all, when we become a child, we come as a babe. We learn how to be Christians. We begin to play the role of a Christian. One reason we look at the church, we do what we see others do. We get so big role-playing, imitate. The Holy Spirit hasn't had the time to occupy our natural temples. John 3 and 5 says, except a man be born again by water and of spirit, he cannot
enter into the kingdom of God. Kingdom work begins down here. It's not done by walking in and out of a church Sunday after Sunday. We learn how to pretend that we have it. We read the scripture. We sing the song, the hymn together. We learn when to sing and when to stand and when we should give reverence to God. We begin acting like we got it all together. But what we have is learned religion, learned devotion. We're not really giving devotion to God. Somewhere God is left out. When we learn by acting, acting like we have it, come. When the wind comes and the rain comes, when the storms come, we lose some because they really didn't have a relationship with God. Webster says a Christian is one who professes in the teaching of Jesus Christ based on the scriptures of him. We have some adjectives that says relating to Christians, confirming to Christians, commending the laws that govern the concern, and we are concerned for others. We are compassionate. We have compassion for others. That's what Webster said. Let's talk about John the Apostle. He said that John, when the book of John was written, it was written by a scholar named, and it implies that it was written by a scholar, but it implies that it was written by John. Okay, John was the son of Mary and Elizabeth and the brother John. His father was the priest. Elizabeth was barren, and Zechariah was the priest walking in and out of the house of God. See, Zechariah was a Levi, and he was a descendant of the Levites. His job, remember, was to light the incense in the church. Now, first, when you think about Zechariah, he was doing everything in the sanctuary. Came time when God said the word, he didn't have any faith. Said that God had set his approval on Elizabeth and Zechariah. That means they were highly favored. He had set his approval on them. They followed all the commandments of God. And like I said, his job was he did it, lighting the incense in the temple. Then an angel appeared to him and he said, "Don't be afraid. Your wife will have a son." Pride and joy when he was born. He'll bring people back to God. He said, how's that? His wife was old and she was beyond childbearing years. Then the angel then he told him, he said, he shall never drink any wine or liquor. He will be born with the Holy Ghost. Born with the Holy Spirit. Born with it. He will bring many people back to God. Zechariah questioned Gabriel, and he said, "What proof? I am an old man. My wife is beyond the years. Here I stand in the presence of God, and I was sent to tell you the good news." And he told Zechariah, he said, "Because you don't believe, you will not speak until this thing is past." Zechariah lingered in the temple a little longer than he should have. When he came out, the people knew that something had happened to him when he was in there because they had been waiting so long. He went home, and later Elizabeth became pregnant. She stayed inside for 5 months. She came and she said, God has removed me from public disgrace. Think about John 1 and 23. After John was born, John went into the wilderness. That was his first experience as a Christian in the wilderness. When he went in the wilderness and he stayed and he ate the milk and the honey, when he came out from the wilderness, he came out crying. He came out to baptize by water. His first opposition was, baptized by water? You're not the Christ. You're not Elijah. Neither are you a prophet. What God told Elijah, told him in the wilderness, that he stuck to the script. He stuck to the script. He did not change. He did not bow. He did. He said, "I come to baptize with water." He stuck to the orders of God. Before this can be birthed in any one of our lives, we have to go through a wilderness experience. You got to go through it. What happened here? It's a place for you to be made, your purpose, for you to be on point. You're getting instructions from God. In the first chapter, John speaks, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. So in the beginning was the Word. The Word was the Lord because he became the Word. And the Word was life. And in that same life was the light of men. See, the earth had to obey when God said, bring forth light, because he was the Word. My God, my God. See, the same light should reflect the darkness around us. We are a reflection of him. Listen. Darkness comprehended it not. Darkness didn't understand the power of light. That's why some of us are misunderstood. Some of us are misunderstood because the darkness can't understand us. They don't understand why they don't like us. They don't understand why you just don't click. You're not to call light from among darkness. Look, he separated the light in the beginning. When he stepped out, he said, light come forth, dark, and be separated. He separated it in the beginning. In the beginning. You are the light. We should condemn the darkness. We should be respected. Darkness cannot hide from light. We should have our discernment. We should be working. And when you reveal something, we are to try the Spirit by the Spirit. That's what light should do. Alarm should be going off around us. Sometimes we ignore them because we ignore them busy trying to fit in. The alarm should be going off like the microwave, or ding, 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 ding. And when God reveals something to us, if God don't speak, don't you speak. It may not be the time. He may be just letting you know something for to pray for it at a later date or address it. But if he don't speak, if he don't say speak it, don't you speak. It may not be the time. Nicodemus recognized the light. Look what he said. Nicodemus came to Jesus at night. He didn't want to be seen in the day. He came at night. Dead at night. There's that night thing again. See, he was a Pharisee that believed in their Jehovah rich rites and ceremonies, self-righteousness, the law, the rites that validate them. Light had shined on him, and he realized something was different, and he greeted Jesus as the light shined on him. See, when the light comes on up on us as Christians, we profess. This is when we become a member of a church, openly giving a profession to Christ. Romans 10 and 19 says, if thou wilt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Romans 10 says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. That's the first step of confession and profession as a Christian. Step two, Paul says that the flesh dies daily. 1 Corinthians 15 and 31 says, I die daily. That means in your relationship with God, you learn the word, and it becomes life. Your flesh dies. Your lifestyle changes. Your ideas and your concepts. Ephesians 5 and 8 says, for ye were sometimes in darkness, but now ye are light in the Lord, walking as children in the light. In other words, act like it. Act like you know who you are. You're not supposed to have amnesia. Just because others are doing it, that doesn't mean that should not be you. You need to act like you are who you are, who you profess, who you said you are, who you gave an open confession. So you need to act like it. John 1, 5 and 7 says, this is a message we have heard of him and declared unto you, that God is the light, and in him is no darkness at all. At all. There is no darkness in him. If we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. 7 says, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us, not from some sins, but all sins. We learn how to respect the Lord as Lord. It has nothing to do with the pastor, but it's your reference to the Spirit of God, your Father. You respect God. One, and his house, your spirit desires change. You want to please your Father. His tasks are important. You want to live in him. Those should be your desires. Step three, faith them who have rule over you. Hebrews 13 and 7 says, remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, who when faith follow, considering the end of the conversation. That's Latin. Obey means to submit. How can you submit to your pastor when you're faking or imitating others? Pretending that you have it all together but hasn't totally submitted to God. The pastor asks you, oh, can you read scripture today? Can you get somebody else? I'm not ready today. Pastor asked you to teach Sunday school. I'm not ready today. Can you do praise and worship? I'm not ready. I'm not ready today. The organizer, the women's program, she said, we are in white because it's Women's Day. We are white. You have your meetings and you tell the women to wear the white, because that's what you're doing. You're doing praise and worship The other lady got on, the other praise and worship leader, she got on white and you got on brown and beige. You didn't get the memo? You didn't listen? No, you're not submitting to those that have rule over you. No. And even if you read the word of God truly, praying on a daily basis, you should be able to pray. There's something that if you're reading the word of God, there's something you ought to be able to teach somebody. Something. God, he said, it's already in you. It's already in you. You ought to be able to pray something. You ought to be able to say something. When will I be able to submit? When will my flesh die? In your wilderness. Each wilderness has a purpose. When you go through one, you're gonna go through another. It all depends on what you're liking, what you're liking in your walk with God, and what it's gonna accomplish that which He has in store for you. It's His way of taking away from you and developing whatever needs to be developed in you at that time. The old man has to die before the new birth can come forth. It's in there. It's like the butterfly. When he has to come out of his cocoon, he is wrapped in the ugliest thing, but when he comes forth, he's so pretty. He's so beautiful. When you come out, you gain ground. You learned how to love God. You learn how to hear His voice. You learn how to hear things, see things. You learn to develop the tools inside of you. Remember David? When David was going to fight Goliath, they had given him all these other tools. He took them off because he knew what God had trained them. He knew the tools that God had already given him. They worked. That's why he refused to use them. Know what it's going to take to develop and prepare you. He already knows what and where he's going to put you. He knows what to take to bring you to become the woman or man for the position he has for you. He knows what you're liking, whether you need faith, boldness, belief, consistency, strength, honor, respect. He knows where you are liking for the job he's calling you to walk in. Let's talk about boldness. I was like Daniel, consistently praying daily. I was on the mother's board, over the food pantry. I visited the nursing homes. And on the second and fourth Saturday, I brought the message. I brought the word. And I was praying daily, and God spoke to me. He said, Gail, I call you to minister my word. I was like a little dog on TV. I went in the Moses mode. My husband speaks in tongues. He has the gifts of prophecy. He told me, he said, gifts and callings without repentance. I told him, our first lady is a minister and a minister at the church, and she has the attributes to go with it. She has the charisma. She has the gift of exalting, the gift of exaltation. I don't have none of that. She said, I'm calling you because you have been faithful. I can depend on you. I said, God, now, you know, God is a gentleman. I said, God, if that's you calling me, I need confirmation. Who am I to Who am I to question God? But I did. I said, if you call me, you got to send me confirmation. In the Bible, when the fleece was wet and the ground was dry, next day the fleece was dry and the ground was wet. Send confirmation. Look at me, a skinny nobody, laying down the ground rules for God. But he's a gentleman. When he was telling me that he was calling me, I was not thinking about Romans 8 and 30. Moreover, whom he predestinated, them he also called, and whom he called, he also justified, and those he justified, he also purified. I wasn't thinking about Romans 8 and 30. Whew. I was like, you calling me? So I wasn't thinking about, like I said, that 8 and 30 and that telling God that and knowing that God formed me in the mother's womb and all that, and that he's doing what he'll do through me. And I wasn't thinking like that. I was like, oh, nothing. I'm like, and you know, the Holy Ghost does nothing past your will. After I was through bargaining with God and telling him what to do and how to do it, his last word was to me was, Gail, you just going to have to come out from behind the pots and the pans. I didn't tell my husband, pastor, first lady, nobody. I kept that secret. See, in my mind, if he told me, he was going to tell somebody else. There was a prophet going to come forth, and he was going to call me out. And he was going to tell me, and everybody was going to know. The prophets came to the church, and they looked over me. No one spoke to me. Saturday, it was a Saturday. I took the praise and worship team to the church, to Buckingham Nursing Home, and did my service to the residents, and we cleaned up everything. We packed up the equipment and was putting it in. The minister said, Mother, when will I heal you again? I said, well, you know, there's a lot of ministers at our church. Probably on Mother's Day, special occasions or something like that. I said, but I'm here every second or fourth Saturday of every month. He looked at me. He said, Mother, you just going to have to come from behind the pots and the pans. Ooh, confirmation. Huh? I still kept that secret. I love cooking chicken, making potato salad and cooking them collard greens and making pound cakes and, you know what the saints like, potato pies and macaroni and cheese and peach cobbler. Oh, that was it. I loved that. Now, God say, I still kept that secret. God say, I'm going to fix her. When they saw me, they saw fried chicken. When they saw me, they saw potato salad. When they saw me, they saw collard greens. When they saw me, they saw dressing, sweet potato pies, pound cakes, dressing, ribs, peach cobbler, cabbage, string beans. They saw all that, banana pudding. They was asking me for it. I began to dislike the saints because they know God in me. All they saw was food. My secret landing landed me in jail because of paperwork mixed up. And God allowed that. He allowed that because, first of all, I was looking for a prophet when the real prophet had already told me what he wanted. But I was looking for man. He told me, God, I say, what am I doing here? Showering out here a month. Showering out here, the lesbian. Bathing in a stall and taking my clothes off and putting them back on and in this place. Why am I here? He said, boldness. I said, God, if you told me I needed some boldness, I'd need it from somewhere. He said, no, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't. He said, but when I get through with you, you gonna know my voice. You gonna know what's in you. I said, what do you want from me? He said, I want you to glean everything in here. Everything here. What I tell you is what it is. What I say, what it is what it is. When I show you what it is, that's what it is. Went in there, and I prayed. I told God, I said, God, it's a long way. Tallahassee, Florida, to St. Augustine, Florida. I said, don't you send no redneck chewing tobacco boy up here to pick me up. Don't you do that. I had laid the ground rules. So God was praying. He did his part. I didn't do mine. He sent confirmation. I kept my secret and kept it moving. Problem one, my vow was not kept. But he kept his. He kept the vow that he kept asked him to do. He sent confirmation. I didn't hear it. I didn't want to hear it. When the guy said it, what he said, I could have went through the floor. I through the cement because I knew that that was confirmation. But I kept the secret. I began to minister through the jailhouse. Every morning, it got easier and easier for me to come out there and greet everybody. I was reading my word, and everything was going good, and I was speaking into people's lives and ministering the word of knowledge and prophetically and praying, just doing just what God told me to do. Here it comes, the darkness part. Darkness always come before light. Y'all hear me? Darkness always come before light. My last two assignments. A young lady came to me and she said, I want to know why I keep coming back to jail. I said, I don't know. I have to ask God about that. The bell rang and we went in. I said, God, oh, God. The lady said, why she keep coming to jail? His answer was, she had something to happen to her at an early age. What happened to her changed the family. There was a division that separated her from the family. Because of what happened, she keeps fighting men, which keeps her coming back to jail. He told me to give her Psalms 24:7, about the King of Glory. Open up your heart and let the King of Glory come, who is the Lord, strong and mighty. That's. And then Second Chronicles was about she didn't have to fight no more. He would fight her battles for her. That was one. Then the next one was this. I went to my room. My roommate said, I've heard all these things. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. I've heard all these things that and how you speaking into people's lives. I'm your roommate. You never said that thing to me about God and what he's saying to me. I continue to read the Bible. She said, what is God telling you about me? I continue to read the Bible. She said, do you hear me? I said, yes, I hear you. She said, Well, what is he saying to you?
I said, do you really want to know? She said, yeah, telling me that you need to love yourself, that if you love yourself, you wouldn't do the things that you're doing. He says that you've had sex in every way because you're trying to satisfy the drug use. And if you love yourself, if you loved him, you could love yourself, you could love your husband, and you could be a wife, and you wouldn't be running behind the drugs. You would be what you say you are in the church. A pen could drop. The next thing I know, she left the room, told me, and about 5 minutes later, they called me across the microphone and told me to come out on the basketball court. There was a supervisor out there, and she said, Sharon says that you snore at night and that you got her Bible and you read it all the time. You have time to read it, and she wants you to move. I looked at her, and I looked at the supervisor, and I snore because I don't have my sinus medication. It's cold in here. I said, I'm not going to move tonight. Come home. When you come to work tomorrow, if I'm here, I'll move. I won't be here. She looked, my roommate looked at me and she said, this is the first time she ever been in jail. She don't know, she could be here for months before she leaves and this, that, and third, and all that. She said, so she's going to be here. I looked at her and I told her, I said, I'm a church mother. I'm a child of God. I have a home. I have a husband. I have children. And I have a job to go home to. I won't be here when she get here. But I am. When you come tomorrow evening, I'll move. We went on back to the room, got up for breakfast. I rolled my bed back. I packed up my little box and given her a Bible. And we I ate breakfast. I didn't eat breakfast. I drank some juice. I didn't eat lunch. I came back and was sitting in the corner. Another girl gave me a Bible to read. I sat there. She said, my roommate, I don't know why you sitting there. They're not coming to get you. I continued to pray and read my Bible. They said, Hardy, roll it up. I walked out the door. Everybody was saying, bye, Gail, bye, Gail, bye, Gail. And that young lady that I spoke into her life, she told me if I hadn't told God, if nobody told her that, she told God, if nobody told her why she was here, she was going to go up to the fifth floor and her life. I told God, I said, God, if it took me coming to jail for almost 7 days, to save person's life, I thank you for the opportunity. I told him that. I got outside. The man that was driving the van, he told me, he said, why you didn't do your paperwork? I said, I did my paperwork. I said, my grandfather's name is Theodore Bell. He's a bailiff for St. John's County. I don't play with the law. I did what I was supposed to do. He said, well, I'm not going to put the handcuffs on you. I'm going to take them off you and let you ride in the van. He said, I used to send them redneck chew tobacco boys up here to these people up here in North Florida. He said, but I'm the supervisor of transportation. I needed to know. I wanted to see who their lawyer would call every day, their husband would call every day, their pastor would call every day. I wanted to see who was so important that they were, that people were calling for them. I went on, got to St. No, before I got to St. John County, I promised a car catapulted in open space. We had to go to the left. One car went to the right. It landed right in front of that van I was in and squirted across the thing. I said, Jesus, I could see the inside, the underneath the car. It was that much high in the air in a van. Jesus. Went on to St. John's County. I stayed that night and I got up that morning. At 2 o'clock, they took me to the courthouse. I was the only one in the courtroom. I went to see this attorney, and she told me this. She said, why did you sign what you signed? She said, if one word is off in the sentence, she said, don't agree to the foregoing statement. If Jack walked across the road and the paper said Jack ran across the road to meet Jill, he didn't run. He walked across the thing to meet Jill. He said, so that you don't sign that because that's not what Jack did. We got that established. We went to the court, and the judge was there, and he told me to stand. He told me to repeat my name. I said, Gail Hardy, can't hear you. I said, Gail Hardy again. He said, I can't hear you. Scream to the top of my voice. Hardy. He said, I'm going to my chambers and I'll be back. The bailiff took me inside and he told me, he said, why did you talk to the judge like that? I said, why shouldn't I? I said, he put on his underwear just like I do every morning, one leg at a time. I said, and he's right to do me like that because I know he hurt me because I was the only person in the courtroom, myself, him, the attorney, and myself. He came back. He told me, he said, stand. He said, I order you 6 months probation. The lady told the attorney, said, why, judge? He said, cause she's standing. He said, she don't have no probation. She don't have business. She done paid her stuff for the state. He said, why? Just because she's standing in front of me. He gave me the 6 months probation. I went back. I stood in the pulpit on Sunday morning. It was Wednesday, and I ministered. And I thought that was it. I thought that was it. But what I want to tell you all tonight, he's real, saint. He's real. And Jesus is real to me. I don't know about you all. I don't know about y'all, but Jesus is real. You hear me? He is real. Everything that I asked, when he called me, I told him to send confirmation. He sent confirmation. When I prayed and asked him to send what not to do because of me, I know that God loves me. I don't know about y'all tonight. Speaking to someone tonight, I know that you may be at a crossroads and you don't know whether God is real. I'm telling you, Jesus is real. Jesus is real. Jesus is real. He's real. He's real. He's real. He's real. He's real. You know, the song says, he's real. He's real. Jesus is real to me. Oh, yeah, he gives me the victory. So many people doubt him, but I can't live without him. That is why I love him so, because he's so real to me. Let me tell you, he's real. He's real. Jesus is real to me.
Oh, yeah. He gives me the victory. From many people doubt him. But I can't live without him. That is why I love him so. Because he's so real to me. Yes, he's real. He's real. Jesus is real to me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, saints. Tonight, Jesus is real. Real. He's real. And that's why I love him so. Because he's so real to me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I'm telling you tonight, this is what I'm saying tonight. On this Christian journey, hallelujah, when he calls you, answer. Because he's real. Whatever he is, he knows what's already in you. He knows where you're going to put you, what garden he's going to plant you in. Hallelujah. Just be able to walk in. Just be able to walk in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Father God, tonight, God, hallelujah, we give you thanks to you. God, we repent of anything we may have said that was not like you, oh God. Hallelujah, for this time and this space in our life, we honor you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, for changing our lives, oh God. Hallelujah, that we may be used by you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, where we are weak in the spirit, God, we ask, oh God, that you build us up. Oh, God, touch our hearts and minds, oh, God, that we receive you and, oh, God. God, wherever it finds us, oh, God, hallelujah, 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 God, we bind any hindrance, oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. And, God, wherever you're going to plant us, God, we're thanking you in advance. Hallelujah, hallelujah, that our answer is yes, oh, God, because we know tonight that you are real in every area of life, oh, God. We thank you, God. Hallelujah for your love. Hallelujah for your care. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. When we may not bank on you, God, but tonight, we stand tonight, oh God, wholeheartedly, giving our body to you afresh. Hallelujah, God, for you to put us back on the wheel. Hallelujah. Whatever we need, God, you got it. Whatever we need and we're lacking, oh God, we thank you for putting it in us, oh God, tonight. And we so thankful, God, we'll be so thankful. Hallelujah, God, hallelujah, God, hallelujah. For you to trust us with your word. God, we honor, oh God, we honor you tonight, oh God, being Lord of Lords and King of Kings in our life. God, we bow down to you, oh God. Hallelujah for this day, God. Hallelujah that you kept us. Hallelujah, that we were not taken, hallelujah, even for the vow. God, we repent for the vows that we gave you in the heat of the moment. Bring it back to our mind that we may repent, hallelujah, that we give it back to you all fresh. God, we love you. Hallelujah, we love you because you're real. You're really real, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We honor you, God, with our fruits, oh God. Help us to plant. Hallelujah, to plant our ground on solid ground, standing with our feet, God, rooted round about truth. And that is the word of God. God, we listen attentively for your love. Hallelujah, the word that you're going to speak in our spirit, God, that's going to keep us where we need to be kept tonight, oh God. Hallelujah, God. God, we just thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah tonight, God. God, we thank you. God, we just thank you. We love on you. God, we thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Star 6 tonight for anybody that needs prayer. Anybody that needs prayer. Star 6 and come on over. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Minister Bradley.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Amen. Beautiful tonight. Amen. This word. Glory to God. Amen. God bless you. God bless you, Evangelist Gail. Amen. We just give God thanks for this word on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Join us then. Amen. This Christian journey, amen, that we start out on, glory be to God. Amen. Brings us, people of God, to truth and unity and fellowship with Him. Ultimately, mm-hmm. bringing us to the realness of God. Amen. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. And we give God thanks for this word on tonight, for the journey. Amen. We got to give God thanks for the journey. Amen. Even as the woman of God was saying, glory to God. Everything that we go through, everything that we go through, glory be to God. Amen. God has a purpose and He has a plan. Amen. Especially, glory to God, when we've, amen, given our lives to Him, His name upon us. He's redeemed us with His blood. Glory be to God. Amen. And He sends us out. Amen. He serves us to the world. Amen. And even as I was listening to you, amen, Evangelist, about how, glory be to God, the young woman, the witness went forth, glory to God. And glory to God, hallelujah. Such a beautiful witness word on tonight. Glory to God, how the word, amen, Jesus took you there. Amen. Huh? For this young woman. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. In the situation, glory to God, but in particular, so touched by her. Amen, Jesus, that the witness Jesus had to, glory to God, amen, manifest Himself, show Himself to be real to her. Glory mm-hmm. be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And even in that, amen, when the word was made manifest, glory to God, the time was up. Amen. Glory to God. All purpose. Amen. Purpose, people of God. Amen. So we give God thanks. Amen. Glory to God for the wilderness experiences in our lives. Amen. Sometimes we just don't understand, but God knows. Amen. Glory to God. Sometimes we're crying, glory to God, to get out of the fire. Amen. Uh-huh. But the Lord wants to use us. The Lord uh-huh. wants to show somebody His power, show somebody His might. Glory to God. He wants to show, yeah. glory to God, hallelujah, somebody that He's still real and that He's still able and that He's still here, even uh-huh. the faintest cry. Glory to God. The desires of the heart, He still hears. Glory to God. And who does He use? His people. Amen. His prized possession, His redeemed. Amen. Glory to God. So we give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. As she was saying, amen. Sometimes we got to go back to the wheel. Amen. Go back to the wheel. Go back to the wheel. Glory mm-hmm. be to God. Go back to the wheel. Amen. To the master's wheel. Glory mm-hmm. be to God, because the Lord, amen, is making us. We're all works in progress. We are mm-hmm. all works in progress. Amen. We've not made it yet. Glory be to God. We can't even boast about anything. Amen. Because we yet being made. Glory mm-hmm. to God. We are yet being made. Amen. And we're putty in the master's hand. Amen. Glory to God. But we thank God tonight. Glory to God. Amen. That He called us out of darkness. Yes, sir. He called us out of darkness, amen, mm-hmm. into His marvelous light. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. And here we walk, glory to God, in mm-hmm. the newness of life. Yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Amen. We're walking in the newness of life. Amen. Showing forth His glory, showing forth His praise. Amen, Jesus. And that's how our testimonies, amen, we're able to give testimonies and able to witness, amen, what we were, amen, where we were. Amen. In darkness. Glory to God. Oh, but when Jesus came. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Glory. Hey, God. What's the song says? Amen. When Jesus comes. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. He takes, amen, and he brings us out, and he brings us over, glory to God, into his marvelous light, into his kingdom, amen, into the kingdom of his dear son, amen. And we just thank the Lord tonight, amen, for this word. Glory be to God, taking us, amen, on this journey, taking us on this Christian journey, amen, Jesus, glory to God. Just take just a quick walk, amen, the journey, the journey, the journey, amen, people of God. We can't despise, amen, where we are in any place and in any time, amen, because, amen, the Lord has purpose, amen. He has purpose in each and every one of us, glory to God. He has purpose, hey. Glory to God. The enemy wants to discredit us. The enemy wants, glory to God, to make us think that we're not who we are. Glory to God. But that's why we come and we hear the word of God. And the word of God brings light unto us. Amen. Brings light, amen, to those darkened places in our mind. And this is why, amen, as we're listening to the word, amen, our minds are transformed because we're born in sin, sleeping in iniquity, came in with darkened minds, glory be to God. But then when the light comes, he begins to illuminate and to show us, glory to God. He begins to show us glory. Hallelujah. He begins to show us who we are. Amen. In him, people of God, glory be to God, who he determined us to be, predestined us to be before the foundation of the world. Amen. So we bless the Lord tonight. Amen. We give God thanks tonight, amen, for this word, amen, for this beautiful word on tonight. Glory be to God. People of God, listen, we want to let you know you can get a copy of it on tonight. Glory to God. You can get a copy. We'll send it to your phone. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. We'll give you two numbers that you can dial on tonight. The first number is 912-257-3918, and again that's 912-257-3918. Amen. You can text that number, let them know that you would like to get a copy of tonight's broadcast. Also, for our international listeners, you may text us via WhatsApp, and that number is 678-608-7234. 678-608-7234. Amen. Glory to God. Also, don't forget, you can go out to either one of our Facebook pages. That's the Prayer News Network Facebook page or ReArk Prayer Group 52. You can certainly listen to any of our broadcasts there. Or, amen, you can Google us, amen, Prayer News Network, and listen to our broadcast or podcast on the web. Amen. God bless you, people. God, listen, whenever you listen to it, glory to God, we just want to ask you to share it with someone. We just want to ask you to share it. Amen. If you've been blessed by the word, glory to God, if you've gotten anything out of the word, the broadcast, amen, that come forth here on the PNN, if anything has blessed you, amen, we always ask that you share it. Share it with someone. Amen. Glory to God. Just share it. Put it out there. Send it to them. Amen. And when it's the appointed time, they'll open it. Amen. They will open it. We get, amen, our reports. Amen. Sometimes those broadcasts are far gone, long, long, long time ago. Amen, Jesus. And somebody will open it. Amen. They open it at the appointed time. Glory to God. God knows. Amen, when the word will speak and when our hearts are ready to receive. Amen. So we thank God tonight for the word. Amen. By the woman of God. Amen. Evangelist Gail. Amen. She is one of our prayer warriors, and we thank God for her. Amen. We thank God, amen, that she's such a great help. Amen. To help us with the controls. Amen. A great, great help. Amen. And I thank God for her. Amen, availing herself. Amen, Jesus. She's not behind the pot. Amen. Glory be to God. But she's helping us to push these buttons. Amen, to keep this broadcast going. And I tell you, it's a blessing. I thank God for her on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. And tonight, amen, evangelists, we just want to pray. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. We want to put the appeal out. Amen. Once more. Amen. Before. Amen. Glory to God. We pray if there's anyone tonight that would like prayer. Amen. Jesus, you need prayer for any situation. Amen. Perhaps you're on this journey. Glory to God. And it seems like, amen, Jesus, you're just not, amen, making it through. Or you feel like, amen, glory to God, the load is just a little bit heavy. Or you feel like, glory to God, the Lord is not nigh unto thee. Amen. We just want to open the lines for you. Amen. Or you open the lines. I'm sorry. Just press *6 and come over. Amen. Jesus, perhaps you want to pray or, amen, glory to God, petition for someone else. We just want to touch and agree with you. Amen. Glory to God. So if there's anyone, amen, that would like to have prayer, amen, Jesus, the woman of God is here to pray with you on tonight. Amen. Glory amen. Be to God. Anyone tonight, glory to God. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. If not, amen, again, we thank God for the word. Amen. We don't see anyone on the line, amen, coming over to the platform, glory to God. But we just want to give God thanks and give God praise again tonight, amen, for the message and for his messenger. Amen. We just thank the Lord for you, evangelist. Glory be to God. Amen. We just want to, amen, pray a blessing, amen, upon you tonight. Glory to God. Amen. People of God, amen. Let us look toward her, amen, in spirit on tonight. Father, we bless you. We thank you again tonight. We give you praise. Father, we give you honor. We give you glory for this yielded vessel on tonight. We thank you, glory to God, who you are. We thank you for what you've done in her life. Father, we bless you. We thank you now. We glorify you, oh God, that the work that you've begun in her life, oh God, you shall complete it. Glory to God. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We thank you, oh God, for this journey. We're thanking you, glory to God, for the continuation. Glory to God, for the next and the next and the next and the next steps in her life. We give you thanks and we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Father, we're thanking you tonight, oh God, for the testimony, oh God, the testimony that has come forth, for the testimonies, oh God, that shall yet come forth, for the witness. We give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. Yes. Father, we glorify you. We thank you tonight, glory to God, for what you're doing. We're thanking you tonight, glory to God. Ha-ya, ya, ya. Whoa, glory ever, ha-ya. We thank you tonight, glory to God. We thank you for the work. We're thanking you for the manifestation. We're thanking you for the power. We're thanking you for the coming forth even now in thy precious name, Jesus. Father, we bless you. Glory to God. We bless you for this vessel. Father, we say continue to breathe upon her. Continue to yet breathe upon her, God, in thy precious name, Jesus. We say continue to have your way in her life. We thank you for ordered steps now in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you for your leading. We thank you for your guidance, oh God, in thy precious name. Glory to God. We thank you, Father, glory to God, that nothing is in vain, oh God, but yes. We bless you on tonight. We glorify you, Lord Most High. We glorify you tonight in thy precious name, Jesus. We're thanking you for the ministry that you place within her. We're thanking you. Yay, God, we thank you tonight. Oh, glory to God. We thank you. We bless you. Glory to God. We say bless her now. Father, bless her family. Bless the ministry, oh God. Breathe upon the ministry that you put within her. We pray in thy precious name, Jesus. Breathe, oh God, breathe. Breathe. Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory to God. Breathe. We're thanking you, oh God, for the fresh breath of your anointing. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We're thanking you for blessing her. Thank you for blessing her going out and her coming in, Father. Thank you for causing your face to shine upon her in that precious name, Jesus. Father, we thank you for leading her. We thank you for guiding her. We thank you for ordered steps. We thank you, oh God, for the kingdom mandate that you placed upon her life And Father, we bless you. We thank you now. We glorify you. We thank you, oh God, for your blood covering. We thank you for your blood covering. We give you thanks. We give you praise, oh God, in that precious name, Jesus. Father, we say continue to have your way. Continue to have your way in our lives. And Father, for this we do give you thanks. For this we do give you praise. Father, even now we forbid backlash of the enemy. We forbid backlash in any way. In the name of Jesus, Satan, as sons of God tonight, we say the blood of Jesus and the Lord God rebuke you now. In the name of Jesus, we declare, we decree, that there shall be no backlash. We forbid it as sons of God. We declare and we decree on tonight that there shall be no retaliation. We forbid it now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you. We thank you for your glory. We thank you for your divine covering. Now we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Glory be to God. Amen. We give God thanks again. Amen for you, Evangelist Gail. And at this time, we're going to turn it back over to you. Amen. For any final remarks, amen, Jesus, and for, amen, the final, amen, blessing of the line. You have the platform tonight.
But, afterthought, God gave me the acronym PHONE. He said, stop living in the phone. And when you think about phone, when you see it on the beach, when sun hits it, it dries up. And he said, foam is fear of a man and favor of a man. So he's saying just like the foam dries up, when you have confidence in someone and you're looking to someone, a man in the wrong, for the wrong reasons, wrong reason, it's going to dry up. The favor of man is going to dry up. But he said, his favor, that's what he said, the favor of a man. So when you think about the word foam, think about how when the sun hits it on the beach, it dries up. So the connection dries up between the man that you have faith, that, so if you're favoring someone, you got so much trust in man, it can dry up. But his relationship is forever. It's forever. It's forever. So God, we thank you for the favor, your favor being on us. And he also said, like, when he come out, you've gained ground. You've learned how to lean on him. Don't look back. Don't look back at the situation and don't go back. You might be like the Egyptians. When he blew and separated it, if they looked back and went back, they would have been drowned with the enemies. He said also just like the pillar, Lot's wife, told her not to look back. She looked back. He keep looking back. We might not turn to a pillar of salt, but our heart in a hardening state because we look at the situation that brought us under the situation that put us in the position that we're in. That's what he said. Father God, we just thank you, oh God, for tonight. We honor you in all of our activities, everything we do in the name of Jesus. God, God, you go in each and every one of our homes, throughout the world, throughout the world. Let your spirit reign in that place, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Every home, every home. Stand up in our husbands, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let them be the men that you're calling for in these last and evil days. Stand, and then those guys that don't have husbands, oh God, we ask, oh God, that you touch, the women in that house, oh God, help them to stand with their lungs girded around about truth, and that's the word of God. Applying to every situation, looking to you for their,
looking to you for you to make their needs, looking for you to bring the increase, looking for you to make those bills, to meet those bills in the name of Jesus. They're not looking for men to help, but God, for you to do what you need to do to help them through each hurdle in the name of Jesus. Where there's a need, oh God, we supply. You said you'll supply those needs, oh God. We believe your word, and we know that your word is true. So God, we believe it. And God, we're thanking you for it in advance, oh God. God, help these women, oh God, to stand up and be the leaders, the single women to stand up and be leaders in their household, a representative of you, oh God, that the light of God shines on them, that they up early in the morning praying on their children, praying with their children in the name of Jesus for protection in these last and evil days, the things that they're things that they can see in the spirit before it is even done. God, we thank you for even that type of eye, that type of vision, that eagle vision in the name of Jesus. And God, we pray for every minister on the PNN network, oh God. We ask you, God, for stirring them up, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Stir up their heart, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, those things for the new walk for 2022, the things that you have us to do, oh God. We thank you, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus. Where we are, God, you find us, oh God. Where there's love, God, speak to our spirit, oh God. We're welcome. We're open to you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we ask, oh God, that you go through the airways, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for every heart receiving you anew, afresh, oh God. Shine the light from heaven in the darkness, oh God, that they may see right where they are, what position they're in the name of Jesus, that they may pray to you and ask for deliverance. Ask for you to come in, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we know that you're a gentleman. Hallelujah. That's what your word says. That's what your word says. And God, when you come, oh God, when you come and you speak a word, oh God, help us to be receptive, oh God, of your word, oh God, that we hear you and hear you clearly. God, that we get right instructions in the name of Jesus. Oh God, even when we're praying, oh God, we thank you for the instruction that you're going to give us, oh God, that we will speak a word into someone's life. Someone's life is going to make a change, oh God. Hallelujah. We anoint the lion, oh God, for salvation, oh God. We anoint the lion, oh God, for your peace, oh God. We anoint the lion for your presence, oh God, to be here even the more. Oh God, for salvation reigns, hallelujah, throughout the world, oh God. We thank you for your deliverance, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we ask, oh God, as we depart from this place, oh God, this place, this open heaven, oh God, don't leave us. God, stay with us, oh God. Keep us, oh God, until we return at the appointed time at 9 p.m. tomorrow night. In his name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Conclude.
Amen. Amen. That does conclude our broadcast for tonight. Amen, people of God. We'll see you tomorrow night. Don't forget to get those text messages in. Amen, so that we can give out to you a copy of the God broadcast. Amen. God bless you tonight. We love you. Amen. And we will see you on tomorrow night. Amen. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Yeah.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.
Oh.